Torahway, Northwest London, Tuesday, Chov Zayin Shvat, the 9th of February. Today's Torahway has been sponsored, Le'er Nishmas, my father, Zichron Levracha, Rabbi Yitzchok ben Rabbi Yaakov Wiesenfeld. And today's drosha by myself, Rabbi Yanki Wiesenfeld, is on the subject of Out for the Count. As I started off, Le'il Nishmas of Imoyer Reb Yitzchok ben Reb Yaakov Zichron Levracha. It's his ninth Yahrzeit. Some people around knew him and remember him. It's also this week Le'il Nishmas my mother-in-law Alea Sholom, who's covered Dvaria Bas Reb Simcha Yisrael, whose Yahrzeit was 2 days ago. Many of the Shiurim in Torah Way are headed in Yonah de Yoyma. And later we will be discussing a little bit in Yonah de Yoyma. We're going to speak about Parsha Shkolim. Yitzchem this week is the first of the Arba Parshias. Parsha Shkolim we're going to read. The mitzvah to count Klal Yisrael through using a machzis ha-shekel. And the reason why it's in Yonah de Yoyma, one of the reasons why it's in Yonah de Yoyma, is because in the last year, because of the coronavirus, we've become absolutely obsessed with counting our numbers. Every single day, we're worried about how many cases, how many ventilators, how many beds, how many deaths, how many vaccines, the over 60s, the over 70s, the over 80s, how many people can you have at Chasnas, how many people at Levayas, how many people at Tefillas, how many people at Torahway? How many of you are here live, who could be in the room, have the schus still to be in the room, and how many people are online?
Many people are watching on Zoom.
No. Yeah, people are watching on, I hope so. Anyway, and of course there's the rigged American elections, and we've all been busy with those, state by state, the Congress and the House of Representatives, and where there's a majority, where there isn't a majority. We've become obsessed in the last year, more than maybe many other years.
Statistics.
With statistics, with the numbers, etc., etc. And lekemidat lo rumiz v'raisa, let's talk about numbers in the Torah. We're going to learn this week a short parsha, a maftir of parsha shkolim, kisiso, first parsha in kisiso, six psukim. Yeah? And the pasuk starts off, kisiso es rosh b'nei yisrael lifkudehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, that when you count them, they shall give a machzis ha-shekel. And the first kasha straight away, tana mehechen koi, said the Rebbein Hashem should have given a mitzvah of counting, and then said, when you count them, this is how you do it. Starts off straight away, kisiso, when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him the tzivui? And then, as I said, in six psukim, you've got the expressions of koife nafshoi, and lechape al nafshoi seichem, repeated three times an Indian of atonement, of kapora. You've got trumol Hashem, trumas Hashem, mentioned again three times in six psukim, and that there should be gifts to the Rabbein Hashem, Kaviochel. And the word machzis, or the phrase machzis ha-shekel, is also repeated three times. And we want to know why all of those things are three times over. They're not repeated three times, they're repeated twice, but they're mentioned three times. So let's put it into a little bit of historical context. Right? In the Torah, there were four censuses. I checked, the plural of census is censuses. Yeah, and four times the Torah tells us the Pekudei B'nei Yisrael, the number of the B'nei Yisrael, and we need to know what they are in order to keep them in mind. The first one is on the day when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. On the day when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Vayisu B'nei Yisrael Meram Seisu Koiso, the Torah tells us, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam, apparently not counted by Moshe Rabbeinu, not counted by any human being. The Ribbono Shel Olam tells us that they were Kesheshmeos Elef Ragli Levad Mitof. Rashi says, Levad Mitof, the Tof is under the age of Esrim, and therefore from the age of 20 and above, there were 600,000 Yidin. That's the Rabbeinu Shem. Question is,
above 60 or
above? No, anything up to the age beyond 20 until 120. Yeah, so anybody over the age of 20 was counted, and the Torah tells us, Kesheshmeos Elef. The question is, we've got various numbers all over the Torah, and the Torah tells us how many the numbers were. And here the Rabbein Shem seems to be unsure exactly how much it is. K'sheshmeos elef ragli, approximately 600,000 people. Why does it say k'sheshmeos elef? That's a kasha. Was?
Yekes
haven't been invented. Yeah, okay, yeah. The Rebbe hasn't invented Yekes yet. That's a comment from the audience. Was? Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. That was the first census. The first time the Torah tells us is B'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Torah tells us 600,000 people, and we always speak about the 600,000 Yotze Mitzrayim. The second census was a few months later. What happened was, let's go through the history, right? In Nisan 2448, they went out of Mitzrayim. In Sivan 2448 was Matan Torah. Sheva Osa Batamos 2448 was the Egel. And then Moshe Rabbeinu had been up once, 40 nights, and then another session of 40 till Rosh Chodesh Elul, and then from Elul to Shishri, the third session of 40 days and 40 nights. Lechem lo yechalti, umayim lo yishasisi, on Yom Kippur 2449. Yeah, we're now into Tishri. So on Yom Kippur 2449, 6 months after Yetzias Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu brought us down the second Luchois, Solachti. What happened on the day after? Yud Aleph Tishri. The morning after Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain. So you would think that Pashtus, having spent 120 days in heaven, Lechem lo yechalti, Amayim lo yishasisi, he deserved a holiday. He should have been on his way to Dubai or Cancun, or maybe he should be going to Midian. What happened? You want something done, they say, ask a busy man. What was Moshe Rabbeinu doing on Yud Aleph Tishri? The first thing the Rebbe Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu on Yud Aleph Tishri to count the Bnei Yisrael. So he had to start a census. Rashi says, Moshel, that when there's a magefa and the shepherd wants to know how many sheep are left, yeah, the wolves came in and the wolves have taken away the sheep, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to count Klal Yisrael after the magefa that occurred after the Egel and lives had been lost. So the Rebbeinu Shem said, I'm their shepherd, I want you to count Klal Yisrael. And this was Moshe Rabbeinu doing the count on his own, Yud Aleph Tishri. That's the second count, if you like. The second thing, by the way, Agav, just to put it into context, what else was he busy with? On the morning of Yud Aleph Tishri, the Rebbeinu Shem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu as well to start the collection for the Melechas HaMishkon. He had to organize the collection, make the announcements, organize the storage, the quantities, the materials, who's going to look after it, etc., etc. The whole logistic of collecting in the materials for Binyan HaMishkon, which was going to start 4 days later, that was also on Yud Aleph Tishri. And as if that's not enough, on Yud Aleph Tishri, Yisro arrived, together with Tzipora and his two sons, Gershom and Eliezer, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to take a whole delegation out to meet Yisroi, then bring him back, and they brought Korbonus, and then there was a state banquet, so that must have occupied a bit of time. And besides that, that he was busy judging the people from the morning till the night. Says the Rashi. So Rashi brings a Chazal, which says it wasn't really all day and all night. It couldn't be. Yeah, the Maral says, what pushed Rashi into saying it couldn't be? Because he was so busy with so many other things. He had to count Klal Yisrael, he had to bring in the Melechus HaMishkon, he had to meet his father-in-law at the state banquet, etc., etc., etc. It all took time. And the Maharashi says that somebody who is donned in Dinemis La'amitoi, then it's considered as if he'd been Oisik Batoria Koleyon Kuloi. I have to say that because, but basically, Moshe Rabbeinu was occupied every single minute, and he had a lot on his plate that day. But one of the things that he did was that he counted Klal Yisrael. Over the next period of three, four days when they collected in, everybody gave the Machtzis HaShekel. The Machtzis HaShekel, a silver Machtzis HaShekel, went for the Adonim. And in Parshas Pekudei we read that the Sach HaKol of the Adonim was 100 kikor plus 1,775 shekel, which equates to 603,550 yidden. So the second counting is on Yud Aleph, if you like, Yud Aleph to Yud Aled Tishri, half a year after they went out from Mitzrayim, and the number was 603,550 males over the age of 20. That's counting number two. The third counting took place 7.5 months later. The third counting is in Parshas Bamidbar, And because it's at the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, we think, oh, it's a long way away. It's nothing, you know, it's something that happened much later in history, but it didn't. The third counting happened on the 1 month after the Chanukah Samishkon. What happened? Let's go through it. We said Yud Aleph Tishri was the second counting. And then was Sukkos, and then there was Melechus HaMishkon, and they finished that on Chofei Kislev. They put everything away, and until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan 2449 was Hukam HaMishkon, then started the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdosh. 1 month after that, on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the Rabbi Hashem commanded this time Moshe and Aharon. The first time, last time was Moshe only after the Egel, maybe because Aaron was non grata at the time, I don't know. But the Rabbi Hashem commanded the second counting was Moshe only. The third one was Moshe and Aharon were commanded to count Klal Yisrael. And they did that again by the Machzis HaShekel. And that Machzis HaShekel went for the Avodas HaKorbanos. Rashi says it in Parshas Kisiso, that the second Machzis HaShekel went in order to pay for the Korbanos Tzibur for the following year. And that's the third. That's the third counting. So we got the first one when they went out to Mitzrayim, the second one after the Egel, the third one is a half year later, 7.5 months later, when Klal Yisrael, when the Mishkan has been up for a month, and they need money for the Korbanos. The fourth one is, and by the way, the number there was also 603,550, exactly the same as 7.5 months later, and Rashi deals with it in Parshas Kisiso. How can the two numbers be exactly the same? The fourth one, and the last one that's mentioned in the Torah, is a counting which took place in Arvois Moyov, almost 39 years later. At the end of the period when the Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, this is in Parshas Pinchos, Moshe Rabbeinu was still alive, Aaron HaKohen was no longer alive, Miriam was no longer alive, V'loi Noisa Bohem Ish, and there was nobody alive of the Yotze Mitzrayim, Kiyim, Yehoshua ben Nun, Kolev ben Yefune, and Yehoshua ben Nun. So you've got Moshe, Kolev, Yehoshua. But apart from that, according to the Torah, 600,000, the 603,550 who were alive 39 years earlier in the previous census, they are no longer alive. And now we've got the new generation. And how many of them are there? And we'll discuss that a little bit later. 601,730. So the numbers have gone down by 1,820. And this is just before, this is an Arvo Smoyev, just before Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta, before Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. So those are our four censuses. Just to go back, We'll come into that in a minute, yeah? So just to go back to our Diuk in Parshas Kisiso, so you know what we're learning about this week. The fact that it says Trumas Hashem three times, or Trumol Hashem, Trumas Hashem, three times in six psukim, Rashi says that the first two Trumas are on Yud Aleph Tishri, the second census. When the Rabbeinu told Moshe Rabbeinu to count Klal Yisrael after the Egel, that everybody had to give one Trumol Hashem is the Machzis HaShekel for the Adonim, which the Cheshbon is in Parshas Pekudei, and the second one is not a Machzis HaShekel, that was the Nedovo LaMishkon. That people were asked to give Nedovos LeMishkon, no fixed amount, everybody gave according to how much they wanted to give. Those are the first Trumal Hashem, according to Rashi. And then the second Trumal Hashem is on the second of Iyar, on the first day of Iyar, the first day of the second month. In other words, the next census, a month after the Chanukah HaMishkon, when the Mishkon was operating, then they each gave a Machzis HaShekel, and that went towards the Korbanos. So according to Rashi, those are the Trumos, those are the three Trumos which are mentioned. Two at the census of Yud Aleph Tishri, the day after Yom Kippur, which is the Machzis HaShekel and the Nidvas HaMishkon. And the third one is the Machzis HaShekel of the third counting, which is a half year later, after Chanukah HaMishkon. Why does it say Machzis HaShekel three times? Right? Why do we have three times mentioned Machzis HaShekel? Because the Rabbeinu Shalom used the Machzis HaShekel to count them three times. The first one was Moshe Rabbeinu with the Machzis HaShekel for the Adonim. The second one we said was Machzis HaShekel for the Korbanos. And the third one, Rashi also brings there, that in Pinchas, when they were counted just before they went into Eretz Yisrael, then there was a Machzis HaShekel again. So those are the three times that the Machzis HaShekel was used in order to count Klal Yisrael. Why does it say Lechapeh three times? Kapora, Lechapeh al Nafshoi Seichem. because three times there were kapora. The first one was on Yud Alef Tishri, which was after the Egel. And after the Egel, Klal Yisrael, 3,000 of them had been killed. But there were others who were also killed at the time, by Yigoyf Hashem Esa'om, Hadrokain, etc., etc. Thousands of Yidden had died as a result of the Egel. Therefore, they need a kapora. Klal Yisrael needs a kapora, and therefore that was the first lachape. The second one, Rashi says, that the one that was a month after Chanukah Samishkon for the Korbonos Tzibur, Rashi says, Korbonos Tzibur are a kapora. That's why they gave the Machzor Shag a second time, Lechapa al-Nafshoi Seichem, in order to buy the Korbonos, to pay for the Korbonos Tzibur. And the third time that Rabbi Hashem asked to count them was in Arvos Moav, just after the event with Pinchas and Zimri, and the terrible Avera that occurred with the Midianite women, as a result of which, Vayu Hamesim Bamagefo, Arbo Ve'esrim Olef, that 24,000 Yidden died as a result of that. There was a Magefo. Again, we needed Kapora. And therefore, when they counted Klal Yisrael the third time, so that's the third time Lechaper. So we know why it says Trumas Hashem three times, Machzis HaShekel three times, and Lechaper three times. And that's why the Minhag Yisrael is that when you're giving your Machzis HaShekel on Tanis Esther in the afternoon, that you have three Chatzis Shekels, whether it's whatever coin is a half dollars, or half Swiss francs, or it used to be a half shekel coin. Yeah, that we have three Machzis HaShekels, the three Machzis HaShekels, which were Lechaper, and which were used in order to count Klal Yisrael. Just to mention a couple of Heoros. Number one is the idea of why does it say Kesheish Miros Elev Ragli? Yeah, as if the Rabbi Shem Kavyocha is giving us an approximate number. He Zecha knows the number. So Rabbeinu Bachya says, B'Shem, this was brought down in the Alim Letrufa a couple of weeks ago. He brought out a Rabbeinu Bachya B'Shem Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer that says that when they went out of Mitzrayim, the Rabbeinu Shem himself counted Klal Yisrael. And when the Rabbeinu Shem counted Klal Yisrael, he counted 599,999 males from the age of 20 and upwards. In other words, 600,000 minus one. He was Mitzarev himself, the Shechina, to the 599,999. And therefore, that's Pshat in the Pasuk, says the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, V'onoichi al cho gam oloi. Yeah, by a shiver, Achmon Islam, we learn the Ketzim Malin es Hamikvo. To be Malin es Hamikvo means to complete the shir. So the Rabbi Nisham, V'onoichi al cho gam oloi, says the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Nisham was Mitzarev himself in order to make the number 600,000. Therefore, it is Kesheish B'yoselef, because it's approximately 599, in other words, almost 600,000 human beings, plus the Shechina makes up the number of the 600,000. That's Rabbeinu Bachya B'Shem the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. There's a very, very interesting alternative suggestion, which comes from a Tanchuma, which is brought down in the Yalkut Shemoini. And those of you who are lucky enough, well, monks will get another mention today, I think. Those of you who are lucky enough to say the Yoitzris for Parshas Shkolim this week in Shachris. I think most of us say only the Musaf.
In my minion, also only the
Musaf. Aha, okay, so it depends which minion in books, yeah? But those of you who have the schuss to say the Yoitzer in what's called just after Chai V'Kayom, Noir Amorim V'Kodosh, there is a piyut which is brought down by Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir, it was composed by Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir. It starts off, Oymen b'shomoy kisisu esroi, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to count Klal Yisrael, then chol vayechas, he trembled, and he said, Eich oysom droish, how can I possibly count Klal Yisrael? The Medrash goes like this, the Rabbeinu Shem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech b'dei es Yisrael, go and count Klal Yisrael. Moshe said back to the Rabbeinu Shem, how can I possibly count Klal Yisrael? Says the Pasuk says that they will be ka'afa ha'oretz. Another Pasuk says that they will be ka'chon hayom. So it's impossible to count Klal Yisrael. You're asking me to do something which is impossible. Said the Rabbeinu Shlom, Oma Hashem l'Moshe, loy kesh'ato sovor. You misunderstood me. This isn't what I wanted from you. Yeah? Tul roshe oisyas shel ha'shvotim v'teida minyonom. Take the roshe oisyas of the Shvotib, and you can work out the number. So the Medrash then explains how it works. The Medrash says, the Reish of Reuven is 200. The Nun of Naphtali is 50. The Shein of Shimon is 300. Three Yuds, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Yosef, is 30. Zevulun is 7. Don is Dalet is 4. God is Gimel is 3. Binyamin is 2. Osher is 1. Sachakol 597. 597. So he said, Tul es Roshi Minyonam, Tul es Roshi Shemoisom, take the first letter of each one, add them together, you get 597, plus the three who were Nifta, who were killed after the Cheto Egel, and that makes together 600. Together you've got the three, makes you 600. So my shaila was,
who are the three?
You've got 597 plus 3,000 who were killed after the Cheto Egel. Right? So my shaila is, when was this discussion with between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Rabbeinu Shem? It can't be the Kisiso of Yudalef Tishri after the Egel, after we know that the 3,000 were killed, because the Apostle says quite clearly that there were 603,550. So where do you get 599,999? If there were 603,550, because 603,550 each brought a half a shekel, and in Parshas Pekudei it says that was the cheshbon, that was the cheshbon of the silver for the Adonim. So therefore, that lechoyra, that conversation doesn't really work in this medrash, which Rabbi Lez Akalia puts into the Yotras. He takes it on as something that actually happened lemaisa, and so that was one thing. The second thing is that the Rabbi Hashem says to him, "So how are you going to count Kal Yisrael?" By taking the Rosh HaTevis and adding up the numbers. What happened to the Machtis HaShekel? Yeah, the Rosh had told him to tell them to give a Machtis HaShekel and everybody should bring. So, Velule Dimistafina, I don't know, I can't what's called, but I'm going to suggest, that it could be that we're talking not now about the Yud Aleph Tishri, a half a year after Klal Yisrael left, but we're talking about the count of 600,000, which took place when Klal Yisrael left. The Torah tells us there were 600,000. Maybe at that time, the Rebbeinu Shem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, count Kal Yisrael. They've just gone out of Mitzrayim, having spent 210 years in Mitzrayim, and they were only 70 when they came in. And now I want to know, how many Yidden are there? He told Moshe Rabbeinu, count them. Moshe Rabbeinu said, impossible, I can't count Kal Yisrael. So Rebbeinu Shem said to him, okay, this is the Cheshbon. And therefore, when the Torah is telling us that there were 600,000 Yidden, that's the 500, either the 599 plus 1, or this is the discussion that's happened now. The Rabbeinu Shem said, fine, we won't count Klal Yisrael, just work out mathematically all their numbers. And obviously, the Rabbeinu Shem knew in advance that there would be 3,000 who were unfortunately going to be killed by the Egel. So Rabbeinu Shem told him, this is the Cheshbon, put the letters together, the 597. If that's right, then you could say that that's chopped in the K, Sheshmeos Elef Ragli, because there were only actually 597,000 at that time. The 3,000 was coming later. And interesting is that when they got killed, it says that Vayipa Bidon Vayomahu Kish Loishes Meir Ish. It doesn't say Shloishes Meir. It says, it doesn't say 3,000, it says approximately 3,000. That could be referring back to the K, Sheshmeos Elef Ragli, which was by Yetzias Mitzrayim. The other possibility of why it would say Kershesh Mirosrael on that is because Sof Kol Sof, if you take the first letters of all the Shvotim, then you only get to 597, not 597,000. You've got to multiply all the Rosh HaTevis by 1,000 to get to your figure of 600,000. So therefore, it could be that's why Kershesh Mirosrael Efragli. The Kasha that you asked, Chaskel, is a Kasha that I don't have an answer for, and I'd like to just share it with you and leave it with you as a kasha, and then we'll just speak very briefly about the halachas of counting Klal Yisrael. And the kasha is, how do we end up with 601,730 after 40 years in the Midbar? The 603,550 were Nifta. What happened to their children? We know that when they went out of Klal Yisrael, we all heard the Be'er Yosef, etc., etc., Vachamushim Ola B'nei Yisrael Me'er Yisrael, they went out with hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of children who were under the age of 20. The children of all the people who died, the four-fifths of Klal Yisrael, who died in the Choshech, had to go out with Klal Yisrael. So besides the 603,550 males, or the 600,000 males that went out from Mitzrayim, there were with them hundreds or thousands and probably millions of young children. Those children were between the age of 0 to 20 when they went out of Mitzrayim. If they were between the age of 0 to 20, then 40 years later, they were between the ages of 40 to 60. They should have been in the count. Yeah. They would all be over the age of 40. Yeah. And then, what about children under the age of 40? What about children who were born in the Midbar? Where are all of those? 40 years of children born in the Midbar. You'll tell me because of the Midbar there weren't any children? Ken Yizayin. The Haftorah that we read on the first day of Pesach is the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua, where it describes that the people who went out of Mitzrayim were Nimoil, but everybody who was born in the Midbar was not Nimoil, and they had this great big public bris milah of, again, I don't know, hundreds of thousands or millions, but enough that the arolois, that the milas, that they formed hills. Give us our arolois, right? A mountain. So there must have been hundreds of thousands, if not millions. So how come that we get a count at the end by Arav Esmoyev of only 601,730, noch 1820 less than the, or just a bit more than the Yoytze Mitzrayim, and 1820 less than the Yud Aleph count, the Yud Aleph Tishri count? I don't know, that's a kasha that's actually, it bothered me a few years ago, and then I forgot about it, and now it's Nisoya again. Answers on a postcard as to where they, how actually they only ended up with 601,730. Lefi, the logic, there should have been millions. All the children who came out of Mitzrayim who were now 40, plus all the children who were born in the Midbar. So Sachakol, I don't know the answer to that. That was your kasha, Koskel, and I don't have an answer for that.
A few years ago, spoke about it.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
Millions spoke about it.
Could be. Anyway, if you can remember who it is, I'm happy to listen to the Shia. Okay, let's speak very briefly about the practical halachas in a couple of minutes that we've got just to finish off. The Gemara in Yom HaChof Beis speaks about the Koyanim, how they were the pious, and how they had to put out the fingers, and that the Koyan was the Mamunah was counting the fingers rather than the heads. The Gemara learns out in Yom HaChof Beis that you're not allowed to count Klal Yisrael. And we learn it out from a Pasuk in Hosea, which is the Haftorah of Bamidbar, I think. Yeah, that V'hoyu Mispar B'nei Yisrael K'choy Le'yom Asher Lo Yimad V'lo Yisofer. The Gemara learns out that there's a lav, midivrei neviim, that you're not allowed to count Klal Yisrael. And we find that that's in the Pasuk Hosea. Obviously, you've got it midivrei Torah, because the Torah says, v'lo yiyah bohem negev. Yeah, that you can only kisiso, when you count Klal Yisrael, do it through an indirect method, through counting the matzis ha-shekels, not the people, in order to avoid the negev. And taka, you find that b'imei David HaMelech counted Klal Yisrael, and there was a terrible magefa occurred, and 70,000 yidden died. So therefore, there's an issa to count Klal Yisrael. Plus, there is a sakona as well, and that's again brought down in Medina Gomorrah, and it's brought down in Halacha as well, although not in Shulchan Aruch, but the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings it down, the Shulchan Aruch Harav brings it down, and I think the Rambam mentions it as well. And therefore, there's a minhag Yisrael to count Klal Yisrael using Psukim. Rashi brings down, Rashi wrote a sefer called Sefer Oira. And in the Sefer Ha'orah, he brings down that there's a minhag Yisrael to count Klal Yisrael with the pasuk V'ani Baroiv Chastecho, Ovoi Besecho, Eshtach Ve'alechal Kol Shecho V'Yerosecho. And the reason for that pasuk was because people used to count how many people have arrived for Shachris. So we say, Batoi V'Olecha Yaakov, and then V'ani Baroiv Chastecho. This is the pasuk that I'm about to say at the beginning of Shachris. I want to count to check whether we've got a minion, therefore he used the pasuk V'ani Baroiv Chastecho, Ovoi Besecho. I saw brought down as well that some people use the bracha of Birchas Hamoitzi. Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam, Hamoitzi Lech Menoitz. All these things carry with them risks. What are the risks? Boss? Well, I'm coming to it. Yeah, all these things carry with it a risk, yeah? I imagine that Tavani Baruch Chastam Vei Besecho is actually quite a long posuk, and people don't know it that well by heart. Yeah, people have done Shachris every day, maybe ladies don't know it. Therefore, it's not that well known. The risk of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hamoitzi Lechem Menoretz is that people might answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy and Amen, and the person is counting might say the Shem Hashem by accident. So therefore, it's not kedai maybe to use the bracha. The minhag hanofus b'chol Klal Yisrael is to use the pasuk Hoshias Lamecho Uvorech Nachasecha Reim Nasem Ador Olam. And I always thought that the reason for that is because it's the niggun, which every child knows. I think the whole world Yeah, whichever clip, whichever keel it is, everybody knows the song. Yeah? Although they say that you shouldn't actually, you have to make sure that you don't sing the niggun when you're counting. Right, because otherwise you're gonna need 15 for a minion. Because you go Oreim, 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 Venasim, Oreim, Venasim, Adroilom. You'll end up with 15 if you sing the niggun. But if you say the posuk, that's right. I thought, as I said, that the reason for this old minig of using Hoshea Samecha was because of that. But I discussed it with Dudi last week, that the niggun was composed by Rabbi Avrom Yeshua Twersky, MD, who was Nifta last week. He composed it for his brother's chasna 60 years ago. He says himself that it then returned to America as a Breslov niggun. He said, and then after that, a few years later, it became a Lubavitcher niggun. It became a Lubavitcher niggun. I've seen a clip of the Lubavitcher Rebbe singing it himself at the end of a Fabrengen. Yeah, and he goes, Oreim, 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 Manasim, Oreim, Manasim, Adu Oilam. And then he goes like this. Yeah. And the Oilam erupts, Soshi, Esamecha, all together. And then he shares out the dollars. So therefore, yeah, that's the niggun. I think Pashtus, the reason why we use the Pasuk Hoshea Samecha is because of the last words, Oreim Venasim Ado Olam. The Rabbeinu Shlom, we ask the Rabbeinu Shlom, Oreim, that he should lead us, he should shepherd us, Venasim, raise Kol Yisrael. Noso Yisroish B'nei Yisrael. Kisiso Yisroish B'nei Yisrael means to encourage Kol Yisrael, to raise them, to boost them, to elevate them. And that's what we say, we dive into the Rabbeinu Shlom, Oreim, lead us, Venasim, and every single person, when you count them, it's because they're important. Every neshama merit matters. Reb Nachman of Breslov said that on the day when you were born was the day when the Rabbeinu Shem decided that this world cannot survive without you. You're important, and therefore every person who's alive in every single day has that chashivas, and counting them elevates them and makes every person feel, I'm a member of Klal Yisrael, I'm important. And therefore, because of that posuk, we say, Oreim Manasim Ado Olam, the Rebbeinu Shem should lead us, Biz Bias Goel Tzedek, B'mehev Yomein Yom Pomei. Yeah, okay. Hello, Nakasha, I'm Rosa Gershbob and Zaka Soil, Fika Heber and Terry, Mr. Schlemmer, at the Voice of Face, the man, Sidka, Yadil Turk, the Yadi. Hey, love me, call me for service, you're a soldier for some of them, so I'm coming.